This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's alliance is headed for a narrow majority in India's election. Tallies on Tuesday showed he was well short of a widely expected landslide, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Having to depend on allies to form the government could introduce some uncertainty in India's policymaking. And it would likely be a big shift for Modi, who has ruled with an authoritative hold for the last decade. The Hindu nationalist BJP won a majority when it took power in 2014, ending India's era of unstable coalition governments. It went on to repeat that feat in 2019. But this time, the BJP's numbers were pulled down, likely in part to the party's poor showing in the country's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh. Analysts say bread-and-butter issues had overshadowed the BJP's appeal to the Hindu majority there.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, a senior official with the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, said it will not accept any deal with Israel that does not clearly lay out a permanent ceasefire and a full Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. He said Hamas has told mediators it was waiting for an Israeli response regarding the matter. Israeli government spokesperson David Mentzer said on Tuesday fighting in the northern Israel area was not a sustainable reality, adding Israel was committed to ensuring the return home of tens of thousands of Israelis evacuated from the north as hostilities across the Lebanese-Israeli border remain intense.
It is up to Hezbollah to decide if this can be accomplished by diplomatic means or by force. We are defending this country, and no one should be surprised by our response.
This is VOA News. The African National Congress failed to win an outright majority in South Africa's recent election. This means the ANC, for the first time, needs to form a coalition to govern. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajala reports.
The African National Congress secured 40% of the vote, followed by the Democratic Alliance with about 22%. Other coalitions could be with the newly formed party led by former President Jacob Zuma, Umkhonto Wesizwe or MK, which won about 15%, or the Economic Freedom Party, EFF. The ANC says its leader will not resign following election results, but is open to working with everyone to form a government that will serve South Africa's people. Mariam Ajala, VOA News.
Syria's foreign minister said on Tuesday any dialogue between Syria and Turkey should only take place after Ankara announces it will withdraw its troops from all Syrian territories. The comments came during a joint news conference with Iran's acting foreign minister. Turkey has threatened in recent days to act against Syria's Kurdish-led authorities in Syria's northeast as they prepare to hold municipal elections next week. U.S. President Joe Biden is laying into former President Donald Trump over Trump's convictions and says he now poses a greater threat than in 2016. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says this Trump is not the same one that got elected 8 years ago. He's worse, and that's getting more clear each day. At a fundraiser in Connecticut, the president said the 2024 campaign has entered uncharted territory days after Trump was convicted on 34 felony counts. He says Trump is now attacking both the judiciary and election system as rigged. The president says nothing could be more dangerous for the country or American democracy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal prosecutors on Tuesday painted U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter as deceptive and driven by addiction. They say he's a man whose dark habits ensnared loved ones and who knew what he was doing when he lied on federal forms to purchase a gun in 2018. The case is dredging up painful memories for the president and his family and revealing new and highly personal details about their struggles with addiction and grief as the 2024 election looms, all while the First Lady and Hunter Biden's sister Ashley watched from the front row of the courtroom. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.